So when you go against an offense that can put up points like the Colts, you guys kind of, even though you're not on the field at the same time, say, hey, we need to be a little bit better today because we know we're going to have to try to keep up.
Yeah, I mean, you know what they're capable of doing offensively over there. So, you know, the little things, you need to, you know, take care of the ball, not turn it over. You need to stay on the field as long as possible and try to keep them on the sideline.
I know any team can beat any team in the NFL, but is it more fun gearing up for a game against the Colts that's won 21 in a row versus a Chiefs team that's struggling, for instance?
No, not really. You know, I think you just take every week as a big game, and that's what the good teams do, not look at any game different no matter what the record is or how good one team's playing. You just need to take every game and approach it the same way.
Personally, is it fun for you? Because
oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, I still know a lot of guys there, and so it is. It's good to see those guys, and it is a lot of fun for me.
We've asked some of these other guys what makes Peyton so good. I think you probably have more knowledge than anyone else about it.
Yeah, I mean, he works so hard at it. Puts a lot of time in every week studying. Puts a lot of hard work in the off season. So, you know, I think those are a couple reasons why he's the best right now.
When you talk about this team, how much is it besides Peyton? I mean, he gets all the attention. The rest of the team obviously is doing a few things right.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of good players there. You know, but it all starts with Peyton. He makes everyone around him a lot better. But they got a lot of other players that are making plays right now and doing a great job for him.
What do you see as vulnerabilities in this team?
Them?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, they're pretty solid all the way around. That's why they're 12-0. So they don't have many. And so it's key for us to go out there and play our best game of the year.
Does it become even more of a focus on what you guys do as opposed to what they do?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we need to do what we've been doing. And, you know, we need to take care of the football. We need to, you know, we can't have turnovers. And that, I think that's the big thing against a team like that. And you got to score touchdowns. You can't settle for field goals.
Still, can they do different things on defense with Larry Coyer there?
They're doing a little bit different things that things that keep you off balance. They're not playing cover two quite as much, but you know, they're playing solid. They're making you go the distance, kind of like they've been doing in the years past. They don't give up a lot of big plays and make you offensively stay patient and not have penalties and not have negative plays.
You guys, of course, won a Super Bowl there, but is there a chance this is their best team?
You know, I don't know. You know, when I was there, we had some good teams, and they've had some good teams the last few years. So it seems like they're always really good.
And they always have this problem at the end of the year. Do they call off the dogs?
Right.
Keep playing hard? What would the players want to do?
I don't know. I mean, me personally, I'd want to keep playing. I think that's the best way to go at it. Because if you're playing that good, you're going to have a bye the first playoff week. So I think personally, I would like to just keep going and just keep playing like it's a regular game.
Do you think they're motivated by their 22nd consecutive regular season win?
I don't know. You know, not real concerned with that personally. Just trying to go in there and get a win.
Does it take extraordinary things to end streaks like this?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't. You know, we're not real focused on that streak or any streaks that they have going. We know we're playing a good football team, and we're concerned with that.
Apparently, we know how good Peyton is. Does he have any weaknesses?
No, I don't think so. You know, he prepares so well and puts so much work into it. I don't think he has any.
So you have no tricks on how to beat him, huh?
No, you got to play good football. You know, that's the bottom line. And, you know, every phase, special teams, offense and defense, to beat them.
He doesn't throw that well left-handed.
Right, yeah, if you could make him throw lefty, I think you'd be all right.